is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
It's the day before somebody's birthday, I wonder who. It's the day before somebody's birthday right in this room near you.
How come you don't cry about your birthday all day like my mom does?
I love my work. I'm going to college. I'm surrounded by the people I love. I'm one happy fella.
It says here the average male reaches his sexual peak at 18.
Thank God I'm not average. Hey, you know, I felt so good this morning, I did 200 one-arm push-ups. 100 per arm. Watch this little baby boogie.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing for my birthday?
Oh, just a small, intimate party with big, wonderful gifts.
Oh, I like. And then Mrs. Rosini can surprise me with her chocolate apricot birthday cake.
Oh, what surprise? She brings you one every year.
Tradition, Sam, tradition.
And every year after she leaves, you throw it away.
Tradition, Sam, tradition. Well, I gotta get to class, and you guys have some very serious shopping to do, I think. Remember, 7 1/2, 16 1/2, 32.
You wish.
Hey, it's somebody's birthday, I wonder who. It's somebody right in this room near you. So look all around you until you see who.
I say that we should throw Tony a humongous bash with champagne fountains, exotic birds.
Fine. You want to help pay for it?
Small is good.
Sounds like Dad needs to push start.
This thing. Sorry to bother you guys with this again.
Standard positions?
Check. Oh. You know, this thing is more trouble than it's worth. I'm always late. It gets 30 feet to the gallon. That's it. I'm buying a new car.
Dad, you've never had a new car and you'll never get a new car.
I know I've said this before, but I'm buying a new car.
You've said that before, too.
Okay, come on, everybody push. Mona, the brake!
It's on!
No, not yet. I just drove by to see what you guys think about it. So, what do you think?
Well, I think it's
beautiful. It's beautiful, isn't it? Huh? I mean, look at it. I mean, I just love it. Check this out. Come here. Get a whiff. Ooh, that's that new car smell. I don't want to use it all up.
There is nothing like a satisfied customer. Hi. Doug Schaefer.
Doug, this is Angela, Jonathan, and Samantha.
Hold the phone. Oh, boy. I just may have something for you. Here's a green one for you and a red one.
Hey, thanks.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's fabulous, and now when I come home, I won't feel like I'm pulling up to a Grateful Dead concert.
Grateful Dead.
Anyway, I think it's perfect. I mean, it's really beautiful. I love the color. I love the shape, huh? Oh, and a horn. The horn. Oh, that crazy horn. Dig it. Ooh, listen to it wail, daddy-o.
Tony, could I see you in the kitchen for a minute?
Good idea, Angela. I want to see what it looks like when I'm washing dishes. Oh, I'll be back, Doug.
Excuse us.
What?
Do you think it's such a good idea to love the car so much in front of the salesman?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, see, Tony, the way to get a deal is you have to be willing to walk away. You have to be willing to tell the salesman that you don't...
Whoa, Angela, hey, please, I know how to haggle. Are you kidding me? I was raised on the streets. There's not a pitch man alive I can't hold my own with.
Tony, I've got to get the car back. There's a couple coming down from Danbury with a deposit.
Doug, no, don't go!
No, Tony! See, that's a sales ploy. He wants to sell as badly as you want to buy.
How do you know?
Because he laughed at my Grateful Dead joke.
He's desperate.
Well, let's just invite him in, we'll sweet talk him, and then we'll move in for the kill.
Okay, okay, good, good. Doug.
Groovy, man.
Adorable children.
Smart as whips. And the boy looks just like you, Tony.
Must be his hair.
Doug, let's chat. Oh,
have a
Please
seat.
Please sit
here.
Down.
We will be happy to take the car off your hands if you will give us an extended warranty and knock $1,000 off the price.
Ooh. Well, the best I can do is knock off $200.
Oh, $200 is good.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
We want another grand off list.
Is that your final offer?
Yes. Yes, you heard the lady, pal. We're not budging one red cent.
Too bad. Because you look so darn good in it. Well, have a nice day.
Hans, are you crazy? I was made for that car. It was made for me. I'm going in.
No, 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 Tony, don't. Tony, don't. Tony, please. He'll come back. Trust me, he'll come back.
Oh, what the heck? My manager's going to kill me, but hey, it's your birthday. Tony, you got a deal.
Oh, I told you.
Oh, great, barbells. What a wonderful present for Tony.
I am giving Tony the best gift of all, a blank check.
Mother, that's one of my checks.
And you forged my signature.
Oh, come on now. Can it really be called forgery when it's your mother?
Yes!
Why does that always feel so good?
He's still driving the van. I wonder where the new car is. Tony, where's your new car?
I didn't buy it.
Why not? Well, you love that car.
Yeah, I loved it. But when I sat down to sign the papers, I just didn't think I loved it enough to shell out all that money. I mean, for about 10th the cost, I can fix the van up just like new, huh? Oh, and if you'll excuse me, my muffler's falling off.
I'll get it.
Hi, Mrs. Rosini.
Hello, I'm here.
Let the games begin.
Hi, kids. Look who's grown. Oh, do I feel a whisker or two? Samantha, you're beautiful. You're perfect. You need 5 more pounds.
Mrs. Rosini.
Oh, it's the birthday boy, Tony, Tony, Tony. Have I got a surprise
for you? Mrs. Rosini, a chocolate apricot birthday cake. Oh, who would have thought?
And what's a party without hats?
Thank you, Mrs. Rosini.
And Mona.
Hey, I don't do hats, Bunky.
Well, who was that?
I don't know. Why don't we go outside and see?
After you, Grizzly Adams.
Hiya, Tony. Mrs. Bauer. Hiya, kids.
Hi there.
Doug Schaefer.
Mrs. Carmela Rossini. Divorced. We'll talk.
Are you two through? What are you doing here, Doug?
Tony, he drove your present out. Happy birthday from me to you.
What?
You get a load of this?
Sure, make the rest of us look like cheapskates.
Hey, this is the most incredible gift that anybody ever gave me.
Oh, say, what a big, fancy, expensive car. Oh, you must be doing very well.
Tony, I know that it's extravagant, but I also know how much you love it. And I want you to have it.
Well, I really appreciate that, Angela, but, you shouldn't have done this. I can't accept it.
Can I have it?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay. How you doing?
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I love the teddy bear plates. Angela, look, I'm sorry about walking away like that, and I'm really sorry about the car. I just...
Look, Tony, you don't have anything to be sorry about. I'm the one who pushed. It's a very expensive gift, and I'm the one who's sorry.
Yeah. Boy, is it expensive. Closest I ever came to having something that expensive was when I stood outside of Tiffany's window with a rock in my hand. I didn't throw it. I just...
Tony... As much as you love that car, it was never meant to make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, it's not that, Ange. It's just that when I buy something, I usually like to be the one buying it, you know?
Well, I know. Wait a minute. Maybe we could work something out. You know, maybe we could, maybe we'd split the payments 50-50?
That's nice of you. That's really nice of you, but I just can't let you do all this for me.
Look, Tony, I'm not just doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself as well. I need you to have a reliable car. You run my errands. You pick Jonathan up at school. When the van breaks down, it affects everything.
That's true.
She's right. That van is a disaster waiting to happen. Picture this. You pick me up. The van breaks down in a snowstorm. You run for help. You get back. All that's left is my dead, frozen body.
So what's your point?
Proud.
Yeah, you deserve that car.
You look so good in black.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I do, don't I? 50-50?
50-50.
You got a deal.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Oh, thank you so much.
He's keeping the car.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I mean, hey, why look a gift horse in the mouth, huh? Oh, no offense, Ed.
Well, he'll be with you in just a sec.
Okay.
The new car's been in the garage for 3 days. Why aren't you driving it?
Acid rain. It was cloudy, and the first rains of the season are always the most acidic. Don't you read U.S. News and World Report?
Wasn't that the one with Gorbachev on the cover?
Yes,
Tony, this is Mr. Renkowski.
Right. Listen, I caught your ad about that 67 Chevy van, mint condition.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
Right here.
Behind this thing?
It is this thing.
You want $500 for this?
Yeah. I just tuned it up. It runs real good. And hey, they don't make them like this anymore.
I can see why. But it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to strip it anyway.
Strip it?
Sure, I'm going to rip out the manifold, tear off the carburetor, and sell the shell for scrap.
Get away from my car. Over my dead body, you'll do that. You ain't butchering my baby. It's all right, girl. He didn't mean it. So how come you want to buy a van, Sky?
My boyfriend and I are going to drive it to L.A., stop at the beach, and hang.
Hang? Hang what?
Hang out.
Oh, yeah.
I figure this will sleep, 6 to 8 of my friends.
Men and women?
Whatever. You know, this would really look neat, painted pink with yellow coyotes.
Bye, Sky.
Bye. Here for 2 hours.
Sam, our whole lives are in this van. Look what I found.
A button?
This button came off the tux I rented for my wedding. Your mom, she didn't sew it back on. She taped it to the visor so we'd always remember that day.
nice button.
Look what else I found.
A nickel.
No, it's not just a nickel. It's the nickel. It's your nickel. You used to play with this when you were a preschooler. You know, it was like an imaginary friend. You used to talk to it. You even gave it a clever little name.
Mr. Nickel.
What are they doing now?
Now they're both staring into space.
First the men and then the children. It's the way of the blob people.
I'm going to go out and check on them.
Careful. They may suck out your personality. Too late.
Hey, what's going on out here? Angela, we're keeping the van. We're keeping the van, and we're putting this button back on the visor, and we're never moving it.
Well said, Sam.
Tony, can I see you out here for a sec?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's really going on?
Hey, Angela, I'm just an inner city kid who drives a beat-up van.
Yes, but you are also a Connecticut father who goes to college and works hard and who's building a future for himself and his daughter.
Yeah, I know, but when I look at that new car, so sleek, so perfect, so not me.
If that's the way you feel, then we will keep the van and we will sell the new car.
Well, you mean that, Angela? You won't be offended?
Not at all. Whatever you want to do, you just let me know.
All right. Okay? Thanks, Angela. Yeah.
Come on, Sam.
So, Dad, if we're gonna keep this van, we really have to fix the door.
Okay, Sam.
Mr. Maselli? I'm Mitch.
Oh, sure. Hi, Mitch. Hey, I'm sorry, but I forgot you were coming, but the van's not for sale.
Too bad. She's a real beauty.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah, she is. She's a real beauty.
Huh. Great sound.
Yeah. Hey, come here. Check this out. Look at it, huh? That's an 8-track tape. One of the few left.
That's me, man. Too bad it's not for sale. I really need a car. It's tough picking up my girl on foot.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Before I got this van, Dayton used to be a drag. Me, Marie, and I were the only couple at Lover's Lane without a car. We used to fog up other people's windows from the outside. December was a rough month.
Yeah, it'd have been my first car, too.
You don't say, huh?
Hey, you know where I might find another car around here for about the same price? Me and my girl are getting married soon, and we're on a tight budget.
Yeah, well, I really wouldn't know. Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks anyway. See ya.
Okay. Hey, Mitch.
Yeah?
You got yourself your first car.
Are you sure? I thought you said it wasn't for sale.
Well, maybe I was just waiting for the right buyer.
Really? For $500?
Yeah. Come on around tomorrow. I'll have it ready for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Marcelli. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Mitch. And make it 300. I rent yourself a nice tuxedo for your wedding.
I will. See you in the morning.
Okay, Mitch. Hey, Angela, Samantha. I sold a van.
We know, we eavesdropped. It was Mona's idea.
Was not!
So, you feel good about your decision?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. And you know what I think? Let's all take a ride in my new car. I'm dying to try the radio. I hear this FM thing is really catching on.
All right, we'll go get Jonathan and Mother.
Okay, go ahead. Ooh, my nickel. I think you're gonna like your new owner, girl.
Where you just have to whisper, make it
beautiful.
It's perfect. Ooh. Oh, I love this car.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that is always the way.
Oh, come on. Please, please don't. Please, 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 please. Hey, I owe you one.